Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our annual Riverside Community Festival. I'm Jane, one of the organizers, and I'd like to give you some practical information to help you make the most of your weekend with us. First of all, the festival site opens at 10 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. Please don't arrive earlier, as we'll still be setting up. The gates will close at 6 p.m. each evening, so make sure you've left the park by then. Now, when you arrive, you'll need to collect your wristband from the main entrance tent. If you've booked online, just give your name and booking reference, and we'll give you the wristband. If you haven't booked yet, you can pay at the tent, but do bring cash, as the card machine can be unreliable out here. The wristband gives you access to all the free activities, but some workshops require a small additional fee. Let me tell you about the layout. As you come in through the main entrance, directly ahead you'll see the main stage, where we'll have live music and performances throughout the day. To the left of the stage, there's a large food area with a variety of stalls. You'll find everything from wood-fired pizza to Thai curries, and there's also a dedicated vegetarian stall. Just beyond the food area, towards the river, is the picnic zone, where you can sit and eat. If you're bringing your own food, that's the place to go. Now, to the right of the main stage, you'll see a row of craft tents. Local artisans are selling handmade jewelry, pottery, and textiles. Further along that path, you'll come to the children's activity zone, with face painting, a bouncy castle, and storytelling sessions. Now, I should mention the first aid tent. It's located between the main entrance and the food area, just to the left as you enter. It's marked with a large red cross, so you can't miss it. If you or your children feel unwell, or have a minor injury, please go there. The staff are qualified first aiders. For those of you who have signed up as volunteers, we have a meeting point near the information booth. The information booth is right by the main entrance, and the volunteer meeting point is just behind it, in a small marquee. Please check in there at least 15 minutes before your shift starts, so we can brief you on your duties. Now, a word about the weather. The forecast for the weekend is a bit mixed. Saturday should be mostly sunny, but there's a chance of showers on Sunday. If it does rain, don't worry, we have a wet weather plan. The main stage performances will move into the large marquee next to the food area. The craft stalls will be relocated under the covered walkway near the entrance. The children's activities will take place in the community center, which is just a 5-minute walk from the park. We'll put up signs and make announcements if we need to switch to the wet weather plan. Finally, a few reminders. There are toilets at the back of the food area and also near the children's zone. Please use the bins provided and recycle where possible. Dogs are welcome, but must be kept on a lead at all times. And don't forget to pick up a program from the information booth. It has the full schedule of performances and workshops. I think that covers everything. Enjoy the festival, and if you have any questions, just ask one of our stewards in the bright yellow vests. Thank you.